In only 2 days, you can move your career further, faster with a Harvard DCE Professional and Executive Development Program. Advance your leadership skills, craft smarter business strategies, build your network, and move your career in the right direction. You'll earn a certificate of completion, add Harvard to your CV, and become the leader you want to be. Our intensive programs are designed to fit into your busy schedule. Attend online or on the Harvard campus. Search Harvard Professional and Executive Development to learn more.
Today's episode is brought to you by Cameo. If your organization is looking to adopt Chromebooks, but you need to give your people seamless access to all their apps, including Windows apps, Cameo is the simplest and most secure and most cost-effective way to deliver all the apps your people need to be productive on Chrome OS. Cameo is a Chrome Enterprise recommended virtualization solution and is deeply integrated with Chrome OS and the Google Admin console, making it easy for you to push any app as a PWA to your Chromebooks. And now you can take advantage of a special Chrome OS and Cameo bundle that makes it easier than ever to test. If you're interested, you can head over to cameo.com/unboxed. That's cameo.com/unboxed, or click the link down in the show notes. This episode is brought to you by the official coffee of the Chromecast podcast, Fresh Roasted Coffee, who we've partnered with to make a special edition Chrome Unboxed anniversary blend. Here at Chrome Unboxed, we're not just nerdy about Chromebooks, we're also coffee snobs. And look, we wasted a lot of time hand roasting coffee before we found Fresh Roasted Coffee, and we haven't looked back since. This coffee is roasted fresh to order, immediately packaged, nitrogen flushed, and shipped directly to your door. And although we can't officially say that this Chrome Unboxed edition tastes any better than the normal anniversary blend, that is the word around town. But don't just take our word for it. Pick up a bag for yourself and let us know what you think. You can grab a bag over at chromeunboxed.com/coffee. Welcome to the Chromecast, the official podcast from Chrome Unboxed, where we unpack everything from hardware to software in the world of Chrome and Chrome OS so that you can be more informed on all the latest updates, changes, and devices. What's up, everyone, and welcome back to yet another episode of the Chromecast. Today we have another interview episode with Ayin Valdez, who leads the, who leads the Chrome OS developer relations team at Google. So I had Robbie sit in on this conversation. Normally I'm doing these interview episodes on my own, but it's a little bit more of a technical discussion. And so I wanted to make sure to have Robbie sit in, especially with some of the news around Steam and everything. I wanted to make sure that we asked some good questions so that you all get some good information out of the discussion. So we had a good discussion about third-party development, third-party apps, PWAs, Steam, Linux, all kinds of fun stuff, containers, and I think it was a fun conversation. So without any further ado, here is my conversation, mine and Robbie's conversation, with Ayin Valdez. All righty, welcome, Ayin. Thank you so much for taking some time to chat with us. This is a fun conversation, especially with so many cool apps coming to Chrome OS, so many people using Chrome OS, and you know, using their Chromebook in so many different ways with all these different apps. And we wanted to chat with somebody who knew this stuff in and out. And so we appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Really excited to talk about this.
So we kind of wanted to start with maybe just like some of the history of third-party apps on Chrome OS. You know, how have developers over time been building apps for Chrome OS?
Yeah, so of course, when Chrome OS started and the first Chromebook came out, right, the web was our main platform. Continues to be a great platform for developers. And, you know, there was a lot of stuff you could do. Chrome was awesome. It was really fast. You know, all the great things that we loved about Chromebooks. But, you know, one of the things we found is users wanted to do more. They wanted more features, more capabilities, to do different things. And we were able to tap into the power of the web, of course, to start. And, you know, 4+ years ago, we started to open the ability to run Android apps on Chromebooks. And that was exciting because it was a different ecosystem that we could tap into. And, you know, developers would get to use the same Play Store, which I think was awesome. But one of the challenges we found there was that a lot of apps were built for phones. For phone form factors, they didn't support bigger screens. They didn't really support keyboard and mouse. Chromebooks are very flexible. You can convert them. We have split screen mode. There's a lot of really cool stuff. And apps just weren't designed back then to support that. And so there was a lot of work we had to do there to help developers like figure out how to think beyond mobile and how to think about adding large screen support, adding keyboard and mouse support. Which is really important. But the nice thing is they could still have their like single APK, and their app could, go to both. So both on your phone, on your tablet, on your Chromebook. So that was really, I think, the first part of our journey, was to deal with that. The second part, which I think was really missing, was it was hard for developers to find information about like, what's a Chromebook? What can I build? How can I design for it? And we didn't really have any great resources early on. And so, you would have to basically Google around and, look at 20 different links and try to figure out what you're supposed to do. And so that was really the motivation to create Chrome OS.dev. Chrome OS.dev is sort of our on-ramp for developers to help them figure out, what kind of things can I do on Chromebooks to inspire them. Also, to give very specific technical guidance on things like layout, high performance camera, how to think about building for games. And we launched that a little over 2 years ago, and that's been amazing. So that was great. And then I think the other thing I would just say on the app side, as far as Android goes, we saw this really interesting growth in foldables and tablets. And it's right up, our alley. Those same types of things that you need to do in terms of making your app support bigger screens, make it resizable, that's all aligned with Chromebooks. And so it's like further momentum. It makes it even a stronger reason for why you should, start to add support for this. And the recent Android feature launches, 12L, the innovation in Compose really is just starting to give more tools for developers so that as they build their app or upgrade their app, they're going to be large screen ready. And it really tries to take that burden off the developer. There is a lot of burden to think about, from designing, testing, all that sort of stuff. I'm super optimistic, really excited about that because that just is, more reasons for developers to build and lower that friction. And then I think the other interesting trend is around gaming. So of course we always had, you could run Android games on Chromebooks. One of the interesting things is Chromebooks run on a variety of different hardware. So we have, hardware that runs on ARM. We have a hardware that runs on Intel and a variety of different chipsets. And games are all about performance. So we have some really innovative technology that allows us to run ARM games on top of x86. It's a translation technology, which is very effective, but it's never going to be as good as, running natively on the native instruction set. And there were a couple of trends there that were really interesting. The shift to 64-bit, which again gives it a little bit more performance. It's more modern. But then one of the other issues we saw was that there were a lot of developers who were building with Unity Engine, and we had x86 support, and that sort of lapsed for a bit. And so, we worked really hard with Unity and, worked on a partnership to bring back support for Chromebooks, 2019 LTS Plus, and so it's fully supported and really easy. It's like, a couple clicks and you can now get your game, tuned for ARM, tuned for Chromebooks. We fixed a lot of bugs. So that's really exciting to kind of help speed up those developers. And of course, the other trend, if you don't want a game on device, is game streaming. And this really took off last couple of years, and that's exciting. Of course, we have Stadia, GeForce Now, Amazon Luna is now on the platform. And so, you can have a super low-end Chromebook and, you can be playing a lot of really powerful games that your hardware would never be able to support. So that's a great trend. And of course, the other piece I just call out that, we're working really hard on is bringing more PWAs, two Chromebooks. You know, the difference with PWAs is they're installable. We can now monetize them through Google Play. And that is really, we're starting to get some really cool momentum there as well. So there's just a lot of innovation, I think, across the board, from web apps to games to Android. And of course, we have Crostini, which is our, you know, developer environment, and that is just continuing to evolve. And like under the hood, there is so much magic to make all this work. It's pretty cool to see. So anyway, I'll push it up.
Yeah, no, that was good. That's good. That's fantastic. We can dig into a couple of these things a little more here. It's funny, you know, you mentioned, you know, when Android apps first came to Chrome OS, that's something that Robbie probably remembers pretty vividly. Yeah, because yeah. He was almost on the edge of throwing in the towel.
Yeah, there's a particular video specifically that I remember making, and it's actually, I made it in this room right here with probably,
oh my gosh, that's true. This was the background right here.
A quarter of the lights. And, none of the equipment, and I remember it was the Acer Chromebook 14, the all aluminum one that looks like a MacBook, and I recall making that video and just kind of being done. I thought Google honestly was going to throw in the towel with Chromebooks. I wasn't really sure what was going on, and I'd been making videos and just kind of as a little side thing, and was about done with it, and then the announcement in May of 2016 happened for Android apps coming to Chromebooks, and I was like, it could be something here.
So Android apps here. Coming to Chromebook is what saved Chrome Unboxed.
100%.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny. You talked about just all these different kind of layers, and it's not as simple as just, you know, your simple games, right? There's all these different types of apps, and especially PWAs. I mean, we leverage several PWAs on a daily basis.
Almost my entire workflow is web-based at this point, just because of all the advantages that come with a web-based approach to application development and deployment, and, you know, making sure that things are just always backed up, the idea that I'm not having to save stuff, the idea that I can grab, I mean, I go from Chromebook to Chromebook, so I can grab a Chromebook, sign in, and all those web-driven elements are all there. They're already... And that's not to detract anything from local apps and realizing that they'll always probably be a step ahead of, you know, what you can get away with in a PWA. But I love web-based technologies. It's the reason I love Chrome OS in general. And so PWAs to me are like the pinnacle of all of that. Like the better PWAs get, the more excited I get about that brand of software versus, you know, running Linux or a container or Android. And like the cool tricks and... Yeah. Props to everybody that's been able to make this stuff work the way it does on Chrome OS. I love it. I love that it's there for people, but I would love a world where I can turn all that stuff off. And literally everything I do is web-based.
On the web, and PWAs, like installing PWAs that you mentioned, you know, we love that, and especially from the Play Store, right? So now, what's the one example that we've talked about? Twitter?
Twitter, Google News, YouTube TV. I would love, and maybe you can speak to this. You said that there was some momentum there, because PWAs are such a wild, wild west a little bit, you know, like finding them, honing those in and being able to say, hey, here's where you go to get it. It's a blessing and a curse. Basically, you don't have to have an app store to go get it, but then most people don't know where to go get it. And so,
that's definitely can cause some confusion, because of course you can install a PWA if the site supports it in the browser. And, you know, what we're trying to do, I think the innovation around PWA in Play is basically to allow the developer to take their existing PWA, package it, you can distribute it to the Play Store, and then you have a discovery mechanism that users on Chromebooks, users of Android are familiar with, right? So I think that's really important. And, you know, there's choice, right? You can install, you know, however you want. But, you know, some of the other advantages of being in the Play Store is, of course, we have our own curated section of apps, so we can also kind of feature there. Of course, there's now the monetization. So, you know, if you want to use Google Play, and you already use it on Android, for example, it just flows right through. You're using the same infrastructure you're already using. I think it opens up a lot of great monetization opportunities. So discovery is definitely something we're working really hard on because, you know, there are lots of apps in the Play Store. And there's some great ones and there's some ones that are not so great. And we want to help our users find the best apps that, you know, we can offer at that point in time when they're looking. And so we're working really, really hard on this. So it's important. We still have work to do. But I think the just making it as seamless to like discover, find, install is really important to us.
Yeah. So, you know, and I mean, at the end of the day, it's about, like you said, just the options, right? So if somebody does have those couple Android apps on their phone that they want on their Chromebook, they've got that option. You know, if there's somebody like Robbie that wants everything in the web, you know, you're getting more and more PWA options. I mean, Gravit is amazing as a PWA. Yes. We use Gravit Designer.
Everyday use.
All the time.
Pixlr.
And it's amazing. Yeah, Pixlr. So many good ones. You know, but can you talk a little bit about, and these don't have to be PWAs, just kind of overall apps. Like, what are some of the key third-party apps that are enabling kind of like new experiences for Chromebooks? Like, what are some that, if somebody's listening to this and they're like, I don't even have the Play Store turned on. I'm going to turn it on. I want to try a couple apps. Like, are there a couple that you can speak to, like, that are just creating that kind of new experience on a Chromebook?
Yeah. There's a few that come to mind. I'll call out one that has been super popular in schools, which is Minecraft for EDU. It's a really good game. There's curricula behind it. It was also like really challenging to get it to work really well on our lower end hardware. So we did a lot of work there. But I think that was just really powerful to show that even on some of our lowest capable devices that you can still have really meaningful gaming experiences. Kids love it. It's used tremendously. I also think the one I'm really excited about, and this has been in the making for a while, is LumaFusion, which we announced at ADS. It's in a private beta as we speak, and that really brings for the first time, prosumer video editing to Chromebooks, and we've worked really hard on that, cross-functionally with their team as well. I'm really looking forward to that landing this year. So that I think is going to be a big deal because, you probably know, this has been one of the areas where, we haven't had a lot of great experiences for a variety of reasons, mostly technical. And we've been working to really close that gap. And bring LumaFusion, and then others will come. So that one I think is going to be a really important, application that I hope users will really love. And I'm sure they'll be very successful.
We had a chat with them not too long ago when they made the announcement. I reached out and just said, hey, obviously we're tracking this. This is something we're very interested in. Would love to talk with you all more. And, it's something, like you said, that I think has been, there's options out there to do very basic video editing. But Andrew, our video editor and producer, got started editing videos on his iPad on LumaFusion. Like, that tells you how powerful the application is. And I think what they're trying to bring to Chromebooks is I hope going to be on par with that. And so, they were talking to me a little bit about how they've already done some stuff on macOS, enabling large screen keyboard mouse support and stuff. And so some of that is kind of carrying over now as they're working for Chromebooks. And that kind of brings up like my next point about, like, you mentioned 12L, and we've obviously been very plugged in with 12L and everything that's happening there. But like, how are you all working with developers? You mentioned, I think it was Compose was maybe one of the tools you were talking about there. Like, what are you all doing? How if someone's listening who is a developer who has an app, what tools are out there? How can they take their app from Android on phones to Chromebooks? Like, what is that process?
It's many things. And so, of course, I'd say, go to developer.android.com, or you can go to, chromeOS.com. You'll end up in the same place in terms of the resources. The first thing is really about the design. and the UX of your app. A lot of folks have only thought about layout from a portrait perspective and not supporting landscape, not thinking about necessarily the fact that you might even have multiple screens connected, how you might want to use that. So one is just to think about the layout and design of your app so that it can scale up if you're on a tablet or on a Chromebook with a 4K screen. You also have to then think about making your app responsive to changes that can happen. So, you know, you can rotate tablets, you can convert Chromebooks, you can go into split screen mode. So there's some work you have to do there in terms of handling those events so that your app like resizes appropriately and doesn't just crash. And you know, that was a lot of the early work. So that's part of it there. And so then once you've thought about the design a bit, and there's a lot of great samples, you know, that are compose based that you can go and download that really kind of show you how to use the various components for layout and input handling. You know, more is on the way. You know, take a look at that and really try to follow that as you're you know, upgrading your UX. But practically, you're going to design some layout. You're going to update the components with regard to how you're rendering the screen, as it were. Think about input support, right? Again, keyboard, mouse, it's pretty straightforward, but a lot of people just don't think about it. And I think now you see, you know, more tablets are getting, you know, keyboards connected to them, peripherals and so forth. Of course, we have that on Chromebooks. So, you know, pay a little bit of attention to that. And, you know, think a bit about performance too. That again, just takes some engineering time, but you know, what we found is as we've worked with developers over the last, you know, 4+ years, it's not necessarily super technically hard to do this work. It's you have to get the motivation to think about, okay, I want to actually start, you know, moving. And you know, and that's kind of the hard part is just getting over that first hump is you know. And once you do, you know, there's a lot of resources available to get support. And again, the tooling is just getting better and better and better. You know, we're working to improve linting inside of Android Studio so that if you have, you know, have your code up and you're doing something that maybe might, you know, cause an issue, we try to alert you there. Again, we want to meet developers where they are. And so if you're already, you know, building in Studio and you've mostly been thinking about mobile, you know, think about expanding that, but you can use that exact same tool set and start to adapt your app.
Today's episode is brought to you by Cameo. If your organization is looking to adopt Chromebooks, but you need to give your people seamless access to all their apps, including Windows apps, Cameo is the simplest and most secure and most cost-effective way to deliver all the apps your people need to be productive on Chrome OS. Cameo is a Chrome Enterprise recommended virtualization solution and is deeply integrated with Chrome OS and the Google Admin Console, making it easy for you to push any app as a PWA to your Chromebooks. And now you can take advantage of a special Chrome OS and Cameo bundle that makes it easier than ever to test. If you're interested, you can head over to cameo.com/unboxed. That's cameo.com/unboxed, or click the link down in the show notes.
So one thing that we talk about and we've talked about for a while now is obviously as more and more people start using Chromebooks, there's going to be now a new segment that these developers can look at and say, oh, wow, like there's all these people that are using Chromebooks that could be using my app, right? That maybe I was completely unaware of, or maybe my app's even out there and people are installing and it doesn't look good, you know? So what are you all doing? And help me out here, Robbie. Like I'm trying to think about like, you know, reaching out or at like trying to incentivize it, like
I kind of had the same question because we had an interview and I can't remember which interview it was, so I don't want to misspeak, but we were talking to somebody from Google and it shocked me when they told us that when they talk to developers, generally speaking, and this was maybe 18 months to 24 months ago. Generally speaking, most developers didn't even realize anyone was using their application on a Chromebook and also didn't realize that Android applications worked on Chromebooks to begin with. Like it was such a detachment from, you know, obviously the message that you want developers to be hearing. Like, no, it's not that it doesn't exist. We want you to hear that it does exist. And And so, yeah, I'm curious about that because you had said something earlier, you know, maybe 2-3 minutes ago, that the tools aren't really that much of a problem. Yeah. Like, it's not that these developers, most of them are very capable. Right. It's not that they don't know how to do this. It's more so that they either aren't alerted that they should, or that they're not in the right mind space to, yeah, you know, to decide to actually go for it, yeah, and do this.
Because it is resources. I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, you know, they're having to spend time to do it. So, like, is there anything that you all are doing to, like, reach out or try to incentivize? Or obviously you have all these amazing tools, and you got to have the tools first, right? You got to have the tools in place so that when someone does come and you keep telling them, hey, come build your app for bigger screens and for Chromebooks, and then they get there and they don't have the tools to do it. Like, that's not good. You have to have the tools in place. But, you know, what are you all doing, or is there anything that you all are doing to try to, like, incentivize or trying to kind of show those developers what their options are?
Yeah, this is a huge effort for us right now. And it's always been the case, and it's getting better, but we have a lot of work here. And you're right, many developers don't know what you can do on Chromebooks. Again, that we can run Android apps, that there's a Play Store, that you can put installable PWAs on the device. And so we have a bunch of activities now. So one is just like, we want to raise awareness of what you can do, inspire developers, showing some of these like awesome, you know, top integrations that third parties are building. You know, Google itself is eating our own dog food, and we're, you know, launching all of our apps on our same platforms that we're asking developers to build for. So part of it is, again, going back to meeting developers where they are, events are a big thing there. So of course, Google I/O coming up is going to be really important. That's an opportunity for us to raise awareness within the broader Google developer community. Android Dev Summit is really important to us. You know, we show up, we have a lot of great content there. Chrome Dev Summit, another big event that's really important to meet web developers. So, you know, we continue to go to those things. We're trying to continue to dial up the message and explain more about what we're doing and raise awareness. There's also a number of other third-party events. So, you know, Game Developer GDC is going on right now. You know, we have someone over there, talking about Chromebooks and what you can do. And, you know, I remember a few years back, I went to GDC and, you know, we had a Google presence there. And, you know, we had Chromebooks, and a developer would come up and say, oh, I didn't know you could run Android apps or games on here. And I said, what's your game? We install it right there. And their mind would be blown. So, you know, we have a lot of work to do to continue to just raise awareness at events, you know, first-party events, third-party events. You're going to see more content coming through ChromeOS.dev. You're going to see, you know, we're just trying to continue to generate awareness. I mean, just like speaking with you folks right now is like another activity to kind of just spread the word. So, again, we have a lot of thinking going on here. We have a lot planned, and we're going to do more. You know, in terms of incentives, you know, there's of course, we have a team that is trying to, you know, get more apps onto the platform, and, you know, they reach out to developers and you know, find ways that we can help them, you know, speed up the process, as it were. So there's a lot of stuff going on across the board. But it's definitely something we have a lot of work to do here, for sure.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's great because, you know, it does take time, and you know, like we recognize that, and we try to talk about this stuff, and we've talked about apps a ton on our podcast, you know, and just trying to say, like, look, there is an audience. There are a lot of people out there now using Chromebooks, and obviously, you know, during the pandemic, there were several people that went and just bought a device because they just needed a device, because they just need somehow to get work done, or their kid to be able to log into to Google Classroom. Mm-hmm. And now they're saying, oh, wow, I can actually use this thing to get my work done. And, oh, wait, I have all these app experiences and all these ways that I can use this machine to basically do everything. I thought this was just a browser. And, right, you know, it's like, oh, it's not that anymore. And it's awesome that you all, you know, again, like I was saying, it's like you got to have the tools in place first, because if you are out there trumpeting this and saying there's all these users, build your apps for Chrome OS, but then they don't have the tools, you know, it's going to be hard for them to make that or to invest, right? Because it is still an investment. You all are making it hopefully as easy as possible for folks to do this. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's still an investment. It's still some time. Are you all, like, is there any sort of kind of, like, support for folks? Like, obviously, you have all these tools, and you were talking about some of the feedback that they're getting if they do make a mistake or whatever. But is there some sort of, like, general support or anything that you all are offering to developers?
Yeah, so this is something I've been thinking a lot about. The short answer is today, unless you're already working with us, not right now, but, you know, I think there's a lot of opportunity here to do more. I mean, there are forums. There's, you know, there's, of course, Reddit, and, you know, there's some certain Discord forums. And, you know, that sort of ad hoc community-driven support model is okay. I think we can do better. It's something we're working on, thinking about. So, you know, nothing specific right now, I guess I would say. But it's something we want to, you know, try to find a way to do better.
Yeah, love it. One other thing, and we kind of chatted about this a little bit before we hopped into the show here, but one thing that we've been extremely excited about is Steam coming to Chrome OS and the way that they've been able to Google offering up, I don't know exactly how it works here, but allowing a container to basically, you know, run and deliver Steam to Chrome OS. Is that part of a kind of long-term roadmap for you all to leverage containers in that way? Or is it more of focusing on PWAs, Android, Linux, and kind of optimizing those apps right now?
Yeah, so number one, it is, like, super exciting. You know, it's an alpha, and we get a chance for people to, like, you know, kick the tires, try it, give us feedback. I'd say it's foundational technology. You know, we're talking about virtual machines and virtualizing graphics, which is wildly crazy. yeah. You know, trying to figure out ways to virtualize Vulkan and make it performant, right? And it's not just files, there's I/O, there's all kinds of innovation that's happening here to actually make that work. And the good news is that foundational technology is the same tech that we're using to make Android apps even faster. It powers all of our VMs, so it's not like it was specifically built and is only going to work there. So, you know, there's going to be a lot more coming out about this and, like, how this is built under the hood. So we do have some technical articles that are going to be coming out on chromeos.dev sort of talking about the, like, wild innovation that's happening there, which I think is super cool. You know, so I guess, like, stay tuned, keep an eye out for that stuff. But it is really exciting, and it is quite mind-blowing, actually, to think about it, the fact that you can do this. So I just see us continuing to innovate there. And that will be, you know, available across our platforms on Chrome OS.
Yeah, and it's cool to hear you talk about it, like, you know, mind blowing, and, you know, it's some wild technology going on here, because it does feel like that, at least from a long term Chrome OS user. To actually, the other day when we were booting up and playing, you know, Half-Life 2, and I'm like, and this is on hardware, I think, that's technically speaking probably on the lower end of. I mean, yes, it's a Core i7, 11th gen Core i7, so it's not like some slouch of a Chromebook, but, you know, knowing what these 12th gen devices and the GPU that's going to be included, just, you know, as part of the integrated chip, like, that, what those things are going to be able to do with, you know, medium to high end games on a Chromebook running natively. I mean, it really was, like, almost like this magical kind of moment to actually see it, because we've tried all kinds of stuff in Linux and tried to, you know, get Steam up and running and try to get Vulkan and all this stuff, and it's never quite worked. And so, honestly, the skeptic in me kind of expected that to be kind of the case. Like, this is going to be super broken.
And there's just so many moving pieces.
And it was, like, working so well. Yeah. Like, I was just shocked. It was a little bit magical. It was pretty cool. And I'm super excited to think about, once this is stable and out, of being able to go buy a Chromebook with that in the back of my mind, of thinking, like, oh, I'm going to go purchase a Chromebook to make sure it's got 12th gen i5 or i7, and it's got that, you know, Xe graphics, or, you know, cross our fingers, some discrete graphic card Chromebooks coming out, or gaming Chromebooks. Like, that's wild to think about, like, real gaming Chromebooks could come out now, and and be a viable thing. Like, yeah, it'd be a thing. Like, I'm going to buy a Chromebook because I'm going to play games on it. It's got a sweet GPU in it. Like,
even sounds weird.
Yeah, it's wild to think about. Yeah. So it's been really awesome to kind of follow it and to see it actually be a thing now. I know it's alpha, but it's awesome.
Like you were saying too, like this technology though is also being leveraged to make, you know, the Android container faster. It's being leveraged throughout kind of the whole OS. And that's the other thing about this that's really cool, is this stuff is super innovative and it's being kind of leveraged throughout the entire OS.
Yeah, and, you know, just to kind of go back to our, you know, simplicity, speed, security, you know, again, it's all, you know, Chrome OS is, like, security is always one of the most important things for us and our users, and the fact that we're able to deliver these experiences in a secure way is something I think that is really interesting to think about too. So I'm so excited for the future of where we're headed, and you know, I think you're seeing glimpses of it. There's a lot more to come, I think it should say something about how confident we are in you know, the market opportunity and bringing app developers and bringing all these different experiences to our users. It's a good time.
Yeah, because we've talked about that for so long, about just having, when you have more options for more people, the market's just going to continue to mature and evolve, right? When you do have gaming as an option, or when you've got excellent Android app support, and if someone needs those certain apps maybe to get their job done, they're able to do it. You know, or EDU stuff, like the more options we have, the better. And we love to see the market evolve, you know, and better manufacturers or better devices coming out from manufacturers. But we also love to see, you know, your team and other teams that are thinking and always trying to push Chrome OS forward. And it's awesome that we get updates, you know, every 4 weeks now, So it's like, evolving.
What do we get?
And that's definitely a strength also, sure. Right? I mean, because, you know, we can tune things, fix things, new features, all that sort of stuff.
Other people are going to come around to this eventually. Like, they're going to be like, those guys over at Chrome Unbox were right all along.
I think there's just part of it, I guess, is, again, as people that think and talk about Chromebooks and Chrome OS all the time, that you just want to, like, grab developers and be like, look at all these people. So many people that would use your app. Like, just make it work really well on here.
Instead of opening up like a phone, let's get it this nice full screen experience or whatever it might be. You know?
Or, you know, if you're an app developer that makes an Android app, like, make it more like your desktop version, because there is an audience for that now. Or, you know, or like, I'm eager to see too, you know, maybe some developers start creating Android apps that are meant and built for the large screen. Like, I didn't build this for the phone. There was a graphics, I cannot remember the name of it now. It's like a graphics kind of pixel editing. Can't remember it. But they built an Android app for Chromebooks. Like, and that was it. Like, it doesn't run on you.
It wasn't Canva, was it? No. It's like...
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
And you can't even get it on your phone. Like, they launched it in the Play Store, and it's only for Chromebooks. And I thought, like, oh, maybe this is the beginning of this starting to happen.
Yeah.
You know, people getting it, and that's the last.
Is that something you all have seen? Like developers who are building specifically for Chromebooks and Chrome OS and bigger screens, and not necessarily worrying too much about launching on Android?
Yeah. Because on some end, if you think about it, the nature of the app doesn't make sense on a phone with a finger. So, like, again, you know, that doesn't sometimes make sense. So there are, I think, some examples where that's the case, and it just doesn't make sense to have, you know, the app on the phone just because of whatever the use case is. I think that happens occasionally. Of course, we try to encourage, if it does make sense, you know, get on Chromebooks, take advantage of tablets, foldables, you know, other big screens, so you can, you know, have a bigger market and more reach. But we do see that occasionally, again, where it doesn't make sense.
I would imagine first step is obviously trying to capture as many of the folks that are building for Android specifically, they're building for phones, trying to get them over to Chrome OS. I would say that's obviously first step in building the tools for that. But it is interesting to see, though, like...
Well, and it's funny, you know, I before this, I was, you know, in web development, and, you know, watching the web go from desktop to mobile compliant and then really mobile first thinking, you know, I was doing that work in the middle of that transition. So I remember, you know, kind of having to be pushed and nudged and prodded to stop, you know, thinking desktop first and really start thinking like every element I build, I got to think about how that's going to work on a phone. What's this going to look like? How's this going to work? What are we going to do with this? And I feel like because that happened with the web, I think in my brain, I want that to have happened with apps already. Sure. But when you stop and think about app development ecosystems, there aren't a whole lot of app ecosystems where one ecosystem can work on all these form factors. You know, it's Apple has, you know, had iOS on, you know, phones and iPads, and then they create what they renamed it iPad OS or whatever. But you know, it wasn't just a straight one to one. It's not like people built their iPhone app and it worked on everything. It was like they built it on this and then it blew up on the iPad, or they rebuilt an iPad specific app. Like it was like two different things. And Android isn't that way. And because it's like, hey, I can build one app and I can create different user experiences in this one app for different size screens and let it do all this stuff. In my brain, I'm like, the web's always behind app development, generally speaking. Like, oh, we finally got notifications on the web. And, oh, we finally can, you know, install. Okay, great. The web's always behind. And it feels like for that part, the web is so far in front of, you know, native app development. So it's that part, I think, gets frustrating for people like us when we look at, you know, the nature of all this stuff and go, like, you have the ability to make one app that can do all of these things. Like, why wouldn't you just go ahead and do it? And so I'm looking forward to the day when, as new, you know, companies go to sit down and build an application for something, that's the way that they see it. They realize, like, we're going to build one app, and it's going to just, sure, it works on that phone, but sure, it works on that tablet, and of course, it works on the Chromebook.
You boot it up on your clamshell. Yeah, it's going to work great there, too. Yeah.
And I'm looking very forward to that, and I know that you guys have a massive burden on you to be able to get developers kind of on board with that stuff, and kudos to you all for building the tools and stuff for them to do so. Hopefully, eventually, there are enough Chromebooks floating out there in the world that everyone gets the message. Like, you need to remember these guys. Remember the big screens, too.
That's right.
Yeah, I think I totally agree. You know, I think on one end, the web is a vast ecosystem, right? And a massive footprint. So, you know, if you're a developer, you know, building for the web, you have this incredible reach on desktop, which is a great motivation there. And conversely, on Android, again, there's billions of devices, huge reach. And so, you know, we have the privilege of being able to tap into both of those markets. And what can be a little tricky is for developers to figure out, okay, which way do I go, or what's best for my business, or what's going to give the best user experience. And, you know, it's a good discussion that we have, and you know, we try our best to help inform them to, you know, figure out what's the best path for them.
Well, keep having the discussions, keep your head down. You all are doing great work, and we're excited to see, you know, like I said, excited to see Google, you know, building the tools and creating the resources for developers to easily, you know, get their apps onto Chrome OS, because that's what we want. That's what we want for our audience. We want our audience to have, you know, the resources, the options, you know, any sort of, you know, thing they need to be able to get done. We're hoping that over time they'll be able to do it all on a Chromebook. That's the goal. Even video editing at some point.
It's going to happen this year.
Coming soon. Well, thank you so much. I really do appreciate you taking the time. And I think this was this is definitely valuable. I think if obviously anybody who's listening who is a developer and you have an app and it's not optimized for Chrome OS, get to work. And go check out all of these resources. You mentioned a couple. We'll make sure to link everything down in the show notes for everybody if there's you know, some resources that we want to link. And just, dig into that stuff and get your app on Chrome OS. Do it. It's great.
It's already here. You might want to make it better.
Just make it better. That's right. That's right. Alrighty. Well, hey, thanks so much for taking the time to chat. We'll hopefully catch up here again in a little while and talk about maybe some more app stuff. So we appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, thanks, Joe, Robbie. Appreciate it. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thanks.
Bye. See you. Bye-bye.